You remember Marv Bossert?
Well, here we go on a beautiful Wednesday morning from the studios of GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson is standing by with Stacy Bossert, and we'll be talking with them right after this.
What would it look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine. Not that into wine. Or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow look like?
All right, we are back here, Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Berkshire Ben, how you doing, man?
Doing great, how are you?
Oh, good, wonderful. How have you been the last couple of weeks?
Just loving the weather, getting warmer finally. Like today, beautiful. I was able to wear no coat, yeah. So that was great.
I haven't made that step yet. I actually looked at the forecast this morning. I was thinking I might wear shorts. I got brand new Crocs for Christmas. Itching to break out, and I really want to get them out there. But you have brought a guest with you, too.
I did. I brought Stacy Bossert from People's Home Equity Mortgage Lending. She is an expert in mortgages and has a lot of great information to share. Obviously, you know, rates are going up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the talk of the town about inflation right now is crazy. So things are a lot different than they have been in terms of mortgage lending and real estate in the last few years, especially compared to the last, let's say, 5 or 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. So things have definitely changed. Things are definitely getting faster in the real estate market. We're seeing inventory go lower than we've ever seen before. We still see new construction going up like crazy. We're still at record new construction rates, but mm-hmm. we still just are not having as many homes built as we need to, and we're just not having as much inventory.
Okay.
And so part of a lender's creativity is being able to use their resources to be able to have programs that get people into homes when things... Sure. Like interest rates go up, or like when there's a lack of inventory in housing. Mm-hmm. So that's part of their job. They work directly with us all the time as realtors. I've used Stacy as a lender before. I've recommended her to clients, and we've had closings. And I think that having that relationship is really important. Obviously, we work directly with the lenders. So
sure.
When you come to us with, you know, hey, I'm going to buy a house, we reach out directly to the lenders and coordinate with them to make the deal work.
Okay. Now, Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself. You were in radio at one time.
I was. I worked for WDAY and AM 1100 of the Flag for over 12 years.
And then you had to learn the hard way to get out?
Actually, it was one of my clients that recruited me to be
right?
a mortgage lender.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now, Ben, you brought along some help here. What are we talking about?
So today we're just going to talk about some different programs that People's Home Equity has to offer and what we at Berkshire do as well to help clients get into homes and to get into properties that make sense for them. And one of the nice things about having different lenders on is that as a real estate agent, I love to talk to different lenders to see what different programs they have, right? No lender is the same. Every lender has a little bit different thing going on as far as what they can offer for the consumer. So I know a couple weeks ago we had Jeff Traeger on from a different mortgage company, and now we're having Stacy on to talk about more mm-hmm. about what it's like to go through a mortgage process. So Stacy, maybe you want to talk about just your company and talk about what you guys do at People's Home Equity.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. People's Home Equity has been in business about 21 years. We've been in the Fargo area for almost three. Our parent company is Cardinal Financial. They've been in business for 35 years. People's Home Equity sold into Cardinal, and we're still a branch of our own, but we're under the Cardinal branch. So wonderful company. We're in all 50 states. I'm licensed in Minnesota and North Dakota. I can write a loan in any state, though, through my corporation. We have a proprietary software called Octane, and I think it's the best in the business. I don't think I'd leave this company just because I wouldn't want to leave Octane behind. It's super smart. It's in real time. The customers get to see a dashboard with all of their information. We can put comparables on there, 30-year, 20-year, 15-year. They can see the different rates. They can upload other documents from there. It's a wonderful software. Super smart. Catches all of the things that we humans miss. It runs automated underwriting system every night. So it catches if there's a something changes in the file that would make the file be not approved anymore.
You know, it's just the technology now. You mentioned it's super smart. All this technology, the only problem is I'm not. And so I struggle with it. But
the nice thing is that you do not have to be smart. Yeah. The software is smart for us. Yes.
Oh, good.
It's very user-friendly, even for right. the loan officers, but mm-hmm. for the people especially. There's a big number at the top that says 1, 2, 3, 4 documents to provide. There's another big number, documents to sign. It's very simple.
Okay. How did you get into all of this, going from radio to this?
One of my clients was doing advertising with me, and I had had job offers over the years. Mm-hmm. When I was in radio working with clients, they could see I was detail-oriented, hardworking, and passionate for what I was doing. And if I love what I'm selling, I can sell it.
Sure.
And he recruited me in to be a mortgage loan officer. And I balked a little bit of going back to school at 52 years old, yeah. but heck, I love it.
I think about that all the time. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, and so that's one of the most unique things I think about this industry is that there's some people who come from so many different perspectives.
Sure.
You know, obviously Stacey has a certain, you know, set of skills that mm-hmm. is important for mortgage lenders to have. You know, of course, having that technology is something at Berkshire that we really value. We have a lot of technology that we use. And so, of course, being able to work with somebody else who uses technology for the advantage of the customer is so nice. Mm-hmm. With Octane, being able to go on and actually upload your documents, kind of manage everything on one system, that's kind of like we have document signing as well that's electronic. And it's just really nice to have everything in one place and have a lender who has all the best technology to get your, basically not leave anything behind. I mean,
right.
when you're going through your loan process, you want to make sure you have a lender who's taking care of all the details and making sure that nothing's getting missed so that when you get to closing, you just have to sign,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's no surprises.
You know, not to mention too, whoever's running the computer needs to have a sense of humor and they need to have a personality. And it looks like, well, Stacey, you're selling radio for how many years? You are a people person.
Right.
And that all makes a difference. You know, you walk in and talk to you face to face. You're not talking to a computer. That's got to help in a business like this.
Right. And the other thing that helps with People's Home Equity is that you guys have a lot of other good programs, right? Like the lead approval, if you want to talk about that.
Yes. So normally you would get a pre-qualification letter or a pre-approval letter. The pre-qualification is basically you're filling out the application. We run your credit report. It looks like you qualify. We can send out a letter for that. We don't generally do that. We usually verify things with income documentation. And that's what a pre-approval is. You do the application, you get the credit report. We verify with W-2s, tax returns, and pay stubs just to make sure what you're telling us is accurate. We run the automated underwriting system. We send out the pre-approval letter. We have a step further. It's called a lead approval. The file is underwritten with no property address. So we're getting all of the documents as if we were submitting a loan, sending it in to underwriting. It's back within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
Basically, it's an approved loan.
Mm-hmm.
Good for 120 days. Approved, barring any changes with income, property,
sure.
or title. We also have a rate protect along with that. You can lock your rate while you're shopping.
That's very big right now.
Good for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring these two things to a seller, you're going to be at the top of their list.
So part of having, I think, the elite approval, which would be important for any buyers out there, would be, you know, when you're submitting an offer, you're going to be up against other people who are offering possibly, you know, 20 to 30% more on the property that
sure.
you're offering on. Well, coming with an elite approval means that you've already had everything go through underwriting, which is what Stacey said. And then the negotiation that helps because I can literally communicate that to the other agent and say, my clients, basically all their documents and all their loan and everything, all my client stuff is already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pre-approval. It's an actual basically authorization from the bank saying that
sure.
they're ready to lend. And so that's really nice to be able to convey that to other realtors, especially in this competitive market when sometimes people do have to offer over asking price.
Okay. So now when they say, it's good for 120 days, the approval, is that typically the norm or, I mean, that's a long time, and I would think that would be a good thing. You know, they say, okay, you can have this much. You got 120 days to do it. You could be locked in at 90 days. Is that the norm, or is this a really good thing?
It is a really good thing. It's a fairly new thing for our company,
okay.
but we you know, stress the fact that you're shopping and you have a basically approved loan and a locked rate, which in this environment right now, rates are going up and they're probably expected to continue to go up.
Right. Now, so 120, say you're locked in. People tend to know, okay, we're running out of time here. We're running out of time. And I'm guessing a lot of times people will end up purchasing a home that maybe they didn't really want to. It wasn't their real perfect home that they wanted, but 120 days, that gives you plenty of time.
It does, but you're not locked into that 120 days. If you get to 120 days and you haven't found anything yet, and that can happen right now with the inventory as sorted as it, as it is, we can turn around and send the documents back into underwriting and
get
you another 120 days. So not a big deal. The 90 days, you get close to that. We want to close within that 90 days. If you don't, we'll do either an extension or we'll turn around and do another 90 day late rate protect.
Yeah, so. But that being locked in right now with interest rates, boy, that's huge.
It's a big deal. We also have a long lock that we can do for someone. Maybe they go to a builder and the builder can finances. They can do the end loan with us and they can do a long lock with that. So they can lock up to a year.
So that'd be like if you had a pre-built or a builder finance home, like Thompson Homes does that. Some other builders do that where they will finance and build your home with a non-refundable earnest money deposit. They will build your home for you.
Sure.
And then Stacy will come and finance it at the end. And they're saying that they will lock your rate from the time that contract starts until, you know, until basically your, you know, until you close. So that's really nice to have on a new construction loan for a certain amount of time to get your rate locked.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Now, if you have a builder who does not finance, we have another new product that's fabulous. And some banks do this loan, but they don't do it for all different types of loans. They mostly do it for conventional. It's called a one-time close. So what we do is we get the application, we approve it, we close it before construction starts.
Oh, okay.
So it's all closed. They have one set of closing costs. That saves them money. They know everything's done. They have to pay a 1% fee ahead of time to lock that rate and hedge it for that period of time that they're building. But they get that money back at the end.
Oh, wow. So 1%, it's refunded. I mean.
Yeah. So $200,000 loan, they're going to pay $2,000 up front. But it's going to come back to them either in closing costs or a principal curtailment.
That's like a win-win for everybody.
It certainly is. And, it you know, it saves them money. We also can do this for VA, FHA, and USDA. Most will only do it for conventional.
And why that's important is that USDA is zero down with the 1% financing fee. On top of the one that she's talking about, USDA also comes with its own financing fee. But the nice thing about that is the zero down, if you're in a rural area, which means just outside of the city limits in Grand Forks, or anywhere in Polk County. Polk County and everywhere in East Grand Forks is USDA.
Oh, okay.
Right, so that's something to remember is that anywhere in USDA you can do 0% down financing with USDA. In Grand Forks, within the city limits, you can't do USDA. But as soon as you get outside of the city limits, you can use USDA. So anything Grand Forks County, Trail County, Ramsey, you know, any of those counties that you want to build in, for example, you can.
And you know, that's good news for me because in a few years, I plan on downsizing. But I live outside of city limits in East Grand Forks in Polk County. So this could be good news for even somebody like me down the line here.
Well, what it does essentially for you as a borrower, instead of having your loan not close until the end of your construction process, which can be really scary because obviously your situation could change.
Sure.
Is that it locks you in right away so that you know how much you're budgeted for, you know how much your payments are going to be, you know how much you're going to spend, and then you're in it. And the nice thing is you can pick from the four programs instead of just one.
Okay, so if you're locked in, is it a smart thing to go buy a new boat?
No,
we
do not want you buying anything else during the mortgage loan process.
Yes.
Do not finance. Do not go get new credit. Do not buy furniture. Do not open new accounts. Do not transfer large amounts of money. Ever since 2008, we have to follow a lot really strict regulations as far as following the money. So anti-money laundering law, the Patriot Act. Want to make sure there's not terrorists in our country giving large amounts of money to people to clean it.
I like those answers.
Basically,
I can see why you brought her along, Ben.
That's right. You want to have somebody ethical. Yeah, yes. You want to have somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Along with that one-time close construction, the VA is also no down payment, and the FHA is 3.5% only.
So 3.5% down for a brand new construction.
Wow.
And that's going to help with the tight inventory. People are going to have a new option to be able to build instead of having to look for something. We build in a little contingency for upgrades, but we try to stress that people get their upgrades figured out before everything's done on the close. The only thing that they do during the construction process is they pay interest on the draws.
Oh.
So each draw, and it depends on the length of the build, the amount of draws that we take. And so they pay the interest, and the interest rate is the interest rate that they have locked in.
Okay. Okay. What else you got for us here, Berkshire Ben?
Well, I think that, part of this construction loan topic is what are we going to do? What are people going to do right now when they don't find the homes that they're looking for, right? I mean, obviously, interest rates are going up. Inventory is not getting any better right this second. So what are people going to do? Part of the thing about Berkshire Hathaway is that we like to have options for our clients. And sometimes just talking with a mortgage expert will really get you in the right path. Mm-hmm. There are many people who I meet with where sometimes we look a year prior before they're even ready to buy. But we start looking and we talk about the situation. I say, you know what? You're better off talking to a lender, getting your situation right with them. They will coach you through it. If they want your business and they're going to get, they will keep in touch with you over the long term to make sure that that's what you want to do. And that's what Stacy will do. And that's one thing that's really important is Stacy and I had a deal where, a client of mine bought a place and then it was a duplex. We ended up renting the other half out. And his payment ended up being super low, but it was super nice because Stacy was there to make sure that he was on track financially. I can only do so much as a real estate agent, right? I can only pre-qualify somebody so much. The rest of it's on Stacy, right? The rest of it's on a lender who can look at their financial situation, look at their taxes, look at all their information, look at their debt to income, really calculate it out. Like, Stacy has a great system called Octane that helps her do all of that, right? And so those are all things that I can't do. And it's part of the process is having a good lender who will make sure that if you're not ready to buy this month, maybe you're ready to buy 6 months from now. Maybe you're ready to buy a year from now, right? It's just having that direction and that opinion of, okay, these are the steps that you need to take to get all of your ducks in a row to be able to buy something, right? This is how much money you should have saved. This is what you should be expecting for a down payment.
Yep.
This is what you can allow for a down payment, right? This is what you can use gift funds. You know, having all that information is really important. And somebody like Stacy is going to be able to point you in that direction and how to use basically their programs to the best of your advantage.
Yeah, I mean, unless you are filthy rich, lender is one of the most important cogs in the wheel here.
Well, we only touched on two unique aspects of people's home equity, but there's also a ton of other programs that they do. You guys do North Dakota Housing Finance, right?
Yes, North Dakota and Minnesota.
So why don't you talk about those a little bit?
Well, typically there's a down payment assistance if you choose. They have first-time home buyers. It helps you get a little bit of help on the down payment side. North Dakota is a percentage of the total purchase price. I think it's 3%. You do have to have minimum scores. They're not as generous in Minnesota. I think you have to have 650 as a minimum score. We will, outside of those programs, go down to a 580 in some cases.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the big picture.
Sure.
We have to get all the facts in. I always have people fill out an application. It's debt to income ratio. It's credit score. It's the big picture. We need to see all of it so that we can figure it out. We are not a bank. We are a mortgage company. Mm-hmm. All we do is mortgages. We work really hard to be creative, and we don't have the overlays that banks have. We don't have the 9 to 5 hours. Once a client has my cell phone number, they have my cell phone number.
Sure.
And I've had people call me on holidays. They're looking for a pre-qual letter on a weekend or a holiday. I can do that for them. My computer goes with me everywhere.
Comes with the territory, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. I am a customer service based person. I always have been. I want the kind of service, given to my people that I would want for myself. I don't want to sit there all weekend wondering, is this happening? Am I qualifying? What do I need? I want that person to call me back and say, yep, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it takes a couple of minutes out of your day and makes them feel way better.
Yes.
And everybody's happy.
And we will get creative with people if we have somebody, maybe say they're retired and they're getting a Social Security disability or Social Security retirement, and it's maybe not enough to qualify. We can get creative with helping them get a distribution from their IRA.
Oh, sure.
It has to. Okay. It has to, last 3 years. But that's helpful.
Awesome.
Yep, it's all about options. And I think that one thing that we focus on, again, in Berkshire is options. And one thing Stacy provides, too, is just options for, like she said, they're not a mortgage company. They're a mortgage company, not a bank. So being available for people and being available to discuss those options is really important. Obviously, Stacy knows what she's talking about, and she's helped my clients personally. And I think that, you know, when you find a lender who can really be in your corner, that's what's important. Sure. You got to find somebody who will fight for you, you know, especially in this transaction. I know a lot of people, they think they know and they go it alone or they do things on their own without really seeking that advice. And there's nothing wrong with free advice. I mean,
no.
you're using Stacy anyway, right?
Right.
And she's
right.
Getting, I mean, she's doing her loan for her. There's no stupid questions.
Mm-hmm.
Same with me. I feel bad. Sometimes people say, oh, Ben, I know this is a stupid question, but it's not a stupid question.
No
such thing as a stupid question. Sometimes you just don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And you're not, and how would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know, right?
Ben, how come that dog is white?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I can give an answer, scientific answer, but sometimes it's up to them. You know, it's like sometimes you have to lean on your experts.
I gotcha.
And I can only do so much as a real estate agent, but we really rely on our experts like lenders, mortgage brokers, insurance brokers, title people, anyone who does title work. That's really important to our business too. So eventually we probably will have some of those guests on. But is there anything else, Stacy, that you think that you want to mention for People's Home Equity today?
I just want to say that I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest complaint I hear about lenders is that they don't answer their phones and they hide when there's issues.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I always answer my phone. If I don't, I will call you right back. And I always address the issues. I'm not afraid of conflict.
Man,
that's important.
You got a good teammate there, Ben.
Yes.
Oh, all right. One more thing.
Yep.
We service 85% of our loans.
Oh.
Why is that important? I am with the client for the life of the loan. If there's a problem with our servicing, they have a question, they can call me and I'll help get it done faster.
Yeah, once they close, it's not like you forget about them.
The other thing is that we hear when they're making changes, so mm-hmm. we can refer back to our realtors.
Sure.
We partner with our clients and our realtors to get the job done, to get it done painlessly. And that way they turn around and they refer back to both of us.
All right. Hey, how about that?
Thank you so much.
How do we get a hold of you? First off, Berkshire Ben Olson.
701-318-2676.
And how about you, Stacy?
701-261-8359.
All right. Thank you guys both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so
much. And we'll see you in a couple of days.
Yes, I'll be back.
All right. There you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson and Stacy Bossert right here on GFBS. Mm-hmm.